CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all the radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 9th of November, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB launches its construction competition for 2026. RSGB exam shutdown over the festive season, and the Society appoints a new volunteer brickworks champion. Whether you have only recently soldered your first wire and a kit built, or you have experience in designing an advanced software or engineering systems project, the RSGB Construction Competition is for you. As part of the RSGB's strategic growth priority, it wants to inspire people from different communities to find out more about amateur radio. That is why the Society has introduced a new category this year called Reimagination. If you think your project could be interesting to the maker community, or you have an idea that could encourage people from groups such as Men's Sheds to try amateur radio, this is the category for you. If it's radio related, but motivates non-radio amateurs to find out more, the RSGB welcomes your entry. There are six other categories, which means there really is something for everyone. You must be an RSGB member to enter, but you can live anywhere in the world, as entries will be judged online to allow you to participate and demonstrate your creativity remotely. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2026, and you have an opportunity to win a cash prize. For full details of the competition, including the other categories, visit rsgb.org/construction-competition. If you're thinking of taking an amateur radio exam before Christmas, be aware that the last date you can take an online exam, either at a club or at home, is Monday, the 22nd of December. The RSGB exams team will, where possible, post out exam results before headquarters shuts over Christmas and New Year. Exams will resume on Monday the 5th of January 2026, and the booking system will be available during the festive season, so you can book exams for January onwards. You can book your exam online at rsgb.org/exampay. RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, is delighted to announce Derek Hughes, G7LFC, as the new volunteer RSGB Brickworks Champion. The Brickworks scheme consists of 23 tasks that give an insight into different aspects of amateur radio. Derek brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to this role, having previously been involved in the development and running of the Brickworks scheme. He currently serves as chairman of the Quantum Amateur Radio and Technology Society. Derek is committed to building strong relationships with clubs across the United Kingdom, including those already engaged with RSGB initiatives. Individuals and clubs are encouraged to contact Derek via brickworks.champion@rsgb.org.uk with their suggestions about how to develop the reach of the RSGB's Brickworks program. Find out more about the program by going to rsgb.org/brickworks. The RSGB has continued to release content from its recent convention. what's the Meet the Board session and hear an update on the Society's strategy, as well as an outline of next steps and some important RSGB roles that need the right volunteers to step forward. These include 4 board director and 3 regional representative vacancies, for which nominations will be open next week. An in-depth interview about polar modulation is also available to watch. Listen to Hans Summers, G0UPL, Mike Walker, VA3NW, and Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, sharing their thoughts about how this technology is being applied within amateur radio. You can see both in the RSGB 2025 convention playlist on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. If you've been involved with Jamboree on the Air this year, the RSGB would love to hear from you. You have until this Thursday, the 13th, to submit your report and photos to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and be included in the special JOTA feature in the January 2026 edition of Radcom. Essex CW Activity Week starts today and runs until Saturday the 15th of November. This is a friendly, non-contest style event to encourage both experienced and new Morse operators. Slow-speed Morse operators are especially welcome. Whilst the aim is to contact as many radio amateurs as possible in a week, it is hoped that a QSO goes beyond just an exchange of signal reports and becomes a CW chat for as long a duration as you wish. Anyone who works at least 25 other stations qualifies for a free award certificate. Lots more information, including preferred operating frequencies, can be found via the Activity Week tab at sxcw.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The Rochdale District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally is taking place on Saturday the 15th of November at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Northern Rochdale, postcode Oscar Lima 12, 7 Quebec Romeo. And on Sunday the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Now for the special event news. Members of the Tarragonas Radio Club in Spain are active with special call sign Alpha Oscar 25 Tango Whiskey Hotel Sierra until the 30th of November. The station is often spotted on the HF bands using FT4. More information, including DX cluster spots and a link to a diploma that's available for working the station, is available at qrz.com. Special event station Victor 84 Sierra Romeo Uniform is active from Brunei on all bands and modes until the 26th of November to mark the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Recently, the station was spotted on the 15-meter band using SSB. For more information, visit qrz.com. Now the DX news. Members of the Italian DX expedition team are active as 5 Romeo 8 Tango Tango and 5 Romeo 8 X-ray X-ray until Wednesday, 12th of November, on Nossi Bay AF057 in Madagascar. 4 stations are active on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, FDA, SSB and RTTY. QSL direct to I2YSB. You can find out more by visiting i2ysb.com/India Delta Tango. Members of Yagarate DX group are active as Charlie Papa 7 Delta X-ray from Tarija in Bolivia until tomorrow, 10th of November. They're operating FT8 and SSB on the 160 to 6 meter bands as well as via EME, QSL via OQRS or direct to LU1FM. More details are available via QRZ.com. Now the contest news. The Work Tour Europe DX RTTY contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on 1.3 to 10 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 77 band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Wednesday the 12th also, the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator, and the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs the same day from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Now on Thursday the 13th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally on Saturday the 15th, the second RSGB 1.8 MHz contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC using CW on the 160 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 6th of November, 2025. Last week was a mixed bag in terms of HF propagation. Earlier in the week, the 10-meter band was working very well, with Australia romping into the UK by mid-morning, but later in the week, everything had changed. Solar activity was high, with multiple X-class and strong M-class solar flares. At least 3 coronal mass ejections were expected to graze or directly hit Earth, causing strong magnetic storms on the 6th and 7th of November. The X-ray flare on the 4th of November was the first seen since June and came from Active Reason 4274, a large sunspot group which helped push the solar flux index to 147. The KP index climbed to 6.67 in the early hours of the 6th of November. Later that morning, maximum usable frequencies were badly affected, with a maximum of 18 MHz over a 3,000 km path as a strong G3 geomagnetic storm was in progress. So it looks like good DX on the higher bands may well be off the cards for a few days. However, one interesting contact was noted on the CDXC Slack chat group when ZL7/LZ1GCC was spotted on 14.005 MHz using CW at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday the 6th. Interestingly, the current solar activity is nearly all in the sun's northern hemisphere. So are we heading for a second peak in cycle 25? Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline to be in the 130 to 145 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain unstable until around the 12th of November. With Active Reason 4274 rotating to be more Earth-facing, we may expect more solar activity, such as solar flares and coronal mass ejections, before things quieten down. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. We're becoming well acquainted with mild unsettled weather, and as a result, there were plenty of rain scatter options on the gigahertz bands last week. These are likely to continue through the coming week. Tropo is not completely out of the frame in the extreme south and east, albeit fleetingly, but for most of the UK, it's unlikely to be a strong feature. As in recent weeks, there are a few auroral alerts coming through, but so far, nothing very dramatic showing up on the VHF bands. Meteor scatter looks more interesting as we move into mid-November. The Leonids, one of the more important meteor showers in the calendar, peaks just after next weekend, on Monday the 7th and Tuesday the 18th, so we should expect to see some increasing activity as we move through the coming week. The UK Activity Contest Events feature 432 megs on Tuesday 11th, when the eastern side of the UK may have one of the fleeting moments of tropo to the east and south. Later in the week, on Thursday the 13th, there's the 50 MHz contest. Conditions look weaker for tropo for the 50 megs contest, but still favour the extreme east of England, if there is any left by then. It's possible that meteor scatter or even aurora might come to the rescue for this one. For EME operators, the moon's declination is at its highest this weekend, ending today, so moon window lengths and peak elevation are also at their greatest. Path losses are now increasing as we passed perigee on the 5th of November. 144 MHz sky noise is low, and at its lowest midweek. And up for all from the propagation team this week. Now the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So we now have news for my immediate area, Bristol and South Wales, clubs and meetings, but no nets or contact information. Gordedo Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a meeting on Friday from 7 p.m. TS Enterprise, BS11 9XA. It includes a talk on web security. Thornborough and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Super Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Super Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CS64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society meets on Friday at Isluin High School, NP120NU. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesday from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Honeydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, right, they have a clubhouse evening on Thursday from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GBTRS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.